We have a twin bill on the radio today. Twins playing out the string, the final weekend at Target Field. The Guardians are in town. By the way, red-hot Cleveland won game one on Friday night. The score is 6-2. They had a brief rain delay, but with the weather last night and really high school football around the area, depending on where you were at, game started on time, game finished on time. I was at Osseo at Anoka at historic Goodrich Field, and we started on time and we finished on time, but other parts of the metro and beyond had some weather delays. Once again, brief weather delay for the Twins at the start, some rain during the ball game, but Cleveland, they stayed in the mix. They're out of the wild card, or they're on the outside looking in at the moment in the playoffs, but they have a chance to catch the Tigers for the division, and they have a chance to get in as a wild card. We'll sort all of that out coming up in a bit. Some of the other headlines real quick. Tomorrow, very busy sports day in town. The beat-up Vikings take on the beat-up Bengals at U.S. Bank Stadium. That is a high noon start. The Vikes favored by 3 in that tilt, and the injury report is long, including starting quarterbacks Joe Burrow for the Bengals, J.J. McCarthy for the Vikings. And the Vikes get a little bit of good news. Looks like Harrison Smith may return to the safety spot for the Vikings and that defense. Once again, Vikes favored by 3. High noon start tomorrow. Meanwhile, on to round number 2 for the Minnesota Lynx. And they will take on the Phoenix Mercury in game 1. And it's a nice doubleheader tomorrow. You got the Vikes at noon. You got the Twins starting at 1. And then you got the Lynx coming up a little bit later at Target Center in game 1 of that series. That'll be a 4 o'clock start Central Time. And then game 2 coming up on Tuesday night. That'll be a 6:30 start our time. And then the series shifts to Phoenix later in the week. Friday night would be game 3 in that series. So Sunday, Tuesday, Lynx Mercury, and then game 3 in the Valley of the Sun coming up on Friday, September 26th. Meanwhile, the Loons play tonight, and the Loons is 7:30 start. Once again, they'll be at Allianz Field against Chicago, 7:30 on the Midway in St. Paul, so very busy, plus tons of area college football, and we'll have scores between games. Once again, doubleheader, a day-night doubleheader, Twins and Guardians lineup card at 12:30, and then game 2 lineup card beginning at 5:30 today, and we'll squeeze in plenty of college football scores from around the area, the Big Ten and the top 25 between games. Speaking of the Twins, Bobby Nightingale covers the club for the Star Tribune and joins us right now. Bobby, good to visit with you again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, Pablo Lopez, really a great story that he was able to come back from the injured list. Unfortunately, he got injured Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, one of those made the nice play, diving down and getting the ball to first base for an out in the third inning, and then left after pitching the fourth. But, no real update yet, but obviously he was kind of concerned. Anything dealing with the pitcher's forearm or elbow, anything in that area is always going to lead to concern. So, I'd be surprised if he pitched again this year, just a week left, but kind of unfortunate way for him to end his 2025 season.
Yeah, and it was really important to him, and we've certainly talked about it a lot here on the program, about his desire to get back and prove, number one, that he can do it, and then he would be good to go for 2026, and he certainly did that, but, an injury definitely not in the plans. And by the way, MRI today, I would assume we haven't heard any results yet.
Yeah, no results. The last update I heard is he was still getting the MRI around like 10 a.m. this morning. And okay. Obviously has to go through his own medical doctors and figure out the opinions and everything. But fingers crossed there. But I mean, he even mentioned, he's gone through Tommy John surgery before. So one of those things, anytime an elbow forms connected, if there's pain there, that's something that, for any pitcher, but especially him that's gone through it, is a red flag.
Yeah, and he would take one more turn before the end of the season, so fair to guess that this is probably the end of 2025 for Pablo Lopez. But back to that part of the story, it really was important for him to get back. And, you know, if he would have said, well, you know, I'll maybe make another rehab start, and we've kind of talked it over and shut it down. But he really wanted to come back.
Yeah, he did. And I think it's one of those, yeah, he's the highest paid player on the Twins right now, but I think he kind of feels the responsibility. He signed a contract extension to finish out the season as best as he could. Obviously, when he came back, I mean, the season was over from a standing standpoint. So, you know, credit to him for making it back. His ERA was like 2.7 this year. So, I mean, he performed when he was on the field. It's just unfortunate he had to miss 3 months. And, you know, it's not just him. I mean, there's a lot of guys. Christian Vasquez had a pick line in his arm for 4 weeks, and he's on a rehab assignment right now in St. Paul, hoping to come back on the next road trip. So, you know, Ryan Jeffers is trying to get back from a concussion. So even in a lost season, I mean, there's still guys that want to make it back, don't want to end the season on the injured list.
Yeah, Twins and Guardians day-night doubleheader coming up here at Target Field today. And, you know, this is always tough, you know, and you covered the Reds once upon a time. You're on the Twins beat now. And these teams, you know, there's the veteran guys just trying to get to the finish line, but they're still the kids trying to prove they belong in the major leagues.
Absolutely, and I think that's kind of the mix that helps the team when they're playing like they are right now. I mean, obviously, they haven't won very much since before the trade deadline. But you look at guys like Austin Martin. I mean, he's taken the advantage of his opportunity. I mean, there's no way to look at the roster and not think he's earned himself a chance to an opening day spot next year in the outfield or second base or wherever they can find a spot for him. I mean, if a guy puts up a 400 on base percentage, no matter what month, that's going to turn some eyes. And you look at Luke Kuechel, finally healthy after his broken forearm, and he's kind of shown that, okay, this is a guy you can build around for the future. You know, it's been an exciting bat. He's showing off his speed a little bit. So, yeah, there's some young guys that I think are kind of helping that energy-wise. Just, yeah, you have Pablo Lopez and those guys fighting to come back, but you also have some young guys saying, yeah, this is, you know, my audition for next year too.
Yeah, and today Joe Ryan in game one, and then Bailey Ober in the nightcap tonight, and then they close out the home season on Sunday at Target Field, finish on the road with the Rangers and the Phillies. And then going into this offseason, and I would assume as a beat writer and your colleague Phil Miller and other folks on the beat, you're already kind of thinking about what's this offseason going to look like for this club? Because based on what we saw at the trade deadline, they've made a lot of changes. I suppose there's a fair amount of speculating about that among the writers that are there day in and day out.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at kind of what happened the last, you know, 12, 13 months. I mean, they had the big collapse last year. They mainly ran it back. I mean, they fired their hitting coaches, but everyone else was back. And obviously the results didn't change. They tore it down at the trade deadline. So not only from a roster standpoint, but just from a team philosophy standpoint, I mean, something has to change. You can't just keep running it back the way they have. I mean, you're looking at a season where they're going to surpass 90 losses for the first time since 2016. So, you know, something's going to have to change, whether it's obvious things we see on the field or things behind the scenes and maybe the way they go about things. So, yeah, I think it'll be an interesting offseason. I mean, there's going to be a lot of soul searching and trying to figure out, because losing 90 games in a season where the Twins hope to contend for a division title, you know, it's you know, an abysmal ending, kind of an embarrassment, you know, everything you work towards to have this kind of type of ending.
Bobby Nightingale joins us. He covers the Twins for the Star Tribune on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. And one of those things has to be, could more players be on the move? Joe Ryan, word is, came very close to being moved at the deadline. He stayed put. I think he's been very philosophical about the nature of the beast leading up to the deadline. And, you know, certainly was quoted and talking about, you know, what a mistake it was to not bring back Sonny Gray, et cetera, et cetera. And I would assume when it comes to that, all bets are off, you know, when it comes to off-season moves and who could be on the move.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when you trade 10 major league players, I mean, there's not really any guys that are off limits. Byron Buxton has the no-trade clause, but he's the only one. Everyone else is kind of available. So it'll be interesting. I mean, the front office and Joe Pollett haven't spoken yet on kind of what their plans are since You know, they added the two minority investors. That hasn't ever been approved by MLB, but once that is, kind of where's that cash going? Is that just going to pay down debts and keep payroll where it is or lower? Are they hoping, you know, if you keep it where it is, there is money to add this offseason? So that probably is the first big question that they'll have to answer is where's payroll going to go? And then after that, kind of where do the players fit into that? But, it's one of those, you got to figure out your core of the team too. Luke Kuechel's obviously done a nice job, but Royce Lewis, you have to get him back on track. Matt Wallner finishes the year on the injured list as well. You want to get him back on track. So starting pitching rotation, if it's everyone's back that is here right now, you'd feel good about the rotation, at least from a depth standpoint. But, a lot of questions to be answered after the payroll stuff.
And the opponent, two games today, one tomorrow, the Cleveland Guardians, they are on a tear. And the Tigers have to be nervous, and all those wild card teams have to be nervous because Cleveland is rolling right now.
They are. I mean, it's almost like Detroit in reverse last year, where Detroit came back. They were well out of the playoff picture, sold at the deadline, and then beat the Twins for the final wild card spot. Guardians, same thing. They sold at this year's deadline. Even got rid of Carlos Santana. You know, released him, and felt like they were looking ahead towards the future. And then all of a sudden, they catch fire and swept Detroit in Detroit, and now they have a chance to, you know, if they have a good series here, there's no reason why they can't catch Detroit in the final week. So, it's amazing. I mean, they closed already 13 games in the division standings on Detroit, so quite the turnaround.
Yeah, and a note about Cleveland. Once upon a time, Derek Falvey came out of that organization and joined the Twins, and they have been very frugal payroll-wise, but they find a way. And the one thing they've been able to do is find pitching year in and year out.
Absolutely. I mean, I feel like they win so many games, 2-0, 3-1. They've always been so good at that. I mean, the starting pitchers, and not a ton of them are big names. I mean, they've had obviously big names over the years, but the guys that are in the rotation right now, I don't know if the average fan would know more than a couple of them, and they still find a way. I mean, they play such good defense. They pitch really well, and so not a lot of pressure on their offense to score a ton of runs. And when they do, they're a tough team to beat. And, Jose Ramirez is kind of that engine to the offense, but take him out, and there's not really that many guys around him that draw a lot of attention.
Yeah, and it's kind of that Tampa Bay Rays model, and Cleveland's kind of gone into that mode as well, where, you know, it is budget baseball, but it has been effective. It can be done. I know fans generally want to see the big spending. You're never going to get to Dodger, Yankee level, Mets, Cubs, you know, clubs of that ilk, but you can have success and be competitive year in and year out.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I saw it in Cincinnati. They had a 100-loss season in 2022. 2023, they called up a bunch of prospects and finished a game out of the playoffs with a winning season. So, I mean, it's one of those things if you have the right prospects. And, you know, the Twins do have a farm system with a lot of guys at AAA and AA that could contribute next year. They have to stay healthy. They have to prove themselves. But there is a wave, you know, the Walker Jenkins, Emmanuel Rodriguez, Gabriel Gonzalez. It's not far-fetched that, okay, if your pitching stayed strong, if you're able to rebuild your bullpen, which they're going to have to do, and some position players take off, you know, if Royce Lewis returns to the level fans want him to be, it's not inconceivable that they have a good season next year. It's just one of those, when you have a lower payroll, obviously your margin for error is a lot lower, which is the reason, you know, Cleveland and Tampa Bay and Milwaukee, those front offices get so much credit because there isn't much margin for error to work with.
Well, Bobby, always good to visit with you, and we'll certainly keep an eye on social media today for an update on Pablo Lopez and what the story is. And just back to Pablo, do you expect something today in game after game one on what the results were, or could that take time?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, either today or tomorrow would be my best guess.
All right, very good. We'll certainly keep an eye on it. Thanks, Bobby, as always.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks, Steve.
There he is, Bobby Nightingale. Covers the club for the Star Tribune online at startribune.com. Two games today, day-night doubleheader. Our lineup card moments away at 12:30, and then a lineup card for game two at 5:30. It looks like the weather's going to cooperate. Should be a pleasant day today and tomorrow at Target Field as they close out the 2025 home schedule. We'll take a look at those Major League standings. Some intrigue there. wild card's been a good thing for sure. We'll get into that in a moment here on News Talk 830 WCCO.